Straight Up with Stassi.
Hi, everyone. I'm Stassi Schroeder.
She's the star of Bravo's Vanderpump Rules.
I'm here to talk about pop culture, reality TV, celeb gossip, relationships.
Stassi's new podcast is a hilarious look at the world and everyone in it.
I want to give my opinion on everything.
And she's never one to hold back on any topic.
Because that's what I do best. Judge.
This is Straight Up with Stassi.
Dracarys, bitches, welcome to... Did you know that was my opening line? Yep. So I'm going to say this to you like I do to everyone else. No. Mm-mm. I want you to speak loudly, and I want you to talk into the mic as much as you can. Except louder.
Like this.
Like this. Dracarys bitches is so I did this. I didn't know how to open up my show for this is my third anniversary. It's my third year doing this show.
Wow.
Yes. And I have never had an opening line, and I kept testing some out, and then someone tweeted me Dracarys bitches, and I just really loved it. And so it's there.
So that's what it is.
Yes. Okay. Welcome to Straight Up with Stassi. Well, this is special. This is special because I have a special guest. I have my boyfriend, Bo Clark, on my podcast today. Welcome.
Thank you.
You're so nervous. You're shaking in your boots right now. He just did a shot. And he's already had like three cocktails.
I'm shaking because your apartment is freezing.
Listen, I walled off the heater because it's only cold 3 days out of the year in LA. And I'd rather my apartment look pretty without that like big whatever it was.
It's still there.
No, it was worse. There was something, or maybe I just wanted it to be fixed like quicker. Then that's why I walled it off. I just remember being like, just make my apartment look pretty.
Well, it's been a lot colder than 3 days. It's been like a week.
Whatevs. It doesn't even matter. Okay. So I have affectionately, or I've referenced you affectionately as overalls on my podcast.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You told me that.
Yeah. So, you know, I just feel like because I've done that, so my listeners, my Khaleesi's, that sounds so just like I own people. Like it sounds ridiculous. I sound like Donald Trump right now. Like I own people, my Khaleesi's. But we are a community. We're a Khaleesi community. I don't own them, but we're together. They know you as overalls.
I'm overalls.
So I want you to walk me through your thought process. Like when did you first think that wearing overalls was a good idea?
I go to a lot of country shows, and I like country music. And for some reason, I was browsing the internet, and I just said, you know what? I want a pair of... You don't see anyone wearing overalls in Los Angeles.
For good reason.
Well, do you know what? I feel like my good reason was wearing overalls, because I, you know, it's easy, and... After Thanksgiving, I've gained some weight, and
I can just
push it out, and no one's judging me.
Okay,
it's a great hider thing.
Yeah, you know? So it's my version. It's the man's version of the muumuu.
Oh, but I would totally rock a muumuu. They have guy muumuus. Remember, I was trying to buy one, and you took my phone away from me when I tried to do that.
Listen, I can rock a muumuu. Yeah. You can't have overalls and a muumuu. There are lines that we shouldn't cross in life.
Okay. But wait till summertime, because a muumuu might, who knows? I don't have a muumuu, so I might want to rock a muumuu.
Okay. Let's see how many times we can say muumuu in 60 seconds. All right. So overalls, not my favorite choice in terms of like articles of clothing, but now I've learned to love it.
Well, I got it as a joke.
You wear them all the time.
Well, no, I got it as a joke. I like to do stupid things. Obviously, you know that. And silly things. I like to make myself laugh and other people laugh. So I got it as a joke. I thought it'd be kind of funny. And then all of a sudden, I really liked them.
Overalls. What year was this?
I mean, it was a year ago.
This is a recent thing.
Yeah, that's the pair that I have now is my second pair because the other ones got ripped.
So you just started wearing overalls a year ago?
Yeah. What, do you think this is like my mind-blowing?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I bought a pair off that like Korean website, Alibaba. I think it's Korean.
No idea what you're talking
about. Anyways, I bought a pair and I bought an extra, extra large and I got it and it was the size of a child. And I couldn't fit it, but it was like the best pair of overalls, and I kept them, and I was just wanted someone to make them because they were the best overall. But then, it didn't fit me.
Okay, so where did those overalls go?
I think I gave them.
You gave them away to a small person.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So now that we have the overalls, you know, that elephant in the room, like out of the way, mm-hmm. you know. I feel like I should just say to everyone, or at least talk about this. Like, so Kristen and Katie had tried to hook us up for a while.
Yep.
And yeah, a really long time. And Kristen showed Bo my Instagram and he said, hard no.
Nope.
Yeah. Yep. Why? Go I'm going in.
I was like,
he gave a hard no.
I said nope. I just scanned through the pictures and I was like, oh, the bleach blonde hair. I was like, she's probably got Botox. She's probably got fake boobs.
They're not fake boobs, but they've been redone. You know
right,
that.
I know that. But yeah. but I can't. You know, I just. And I was like, she probably goes to like Nightingale and gets table service and bottle service, whatever you call it.
Uh-huh.
You know, just not my cup of tea at
not
all.
Not your cup of tea. So you judged a book by its cover.
I did. And you know, I'm usually not good at that. But
see my pretty face and think like, know, but she has a pretty face. Or you were just like, oh, that's a shit ton of contouring.
Yeah. It's a shit ton of contouring. But also I work in casting and I see there's so
millions
many,
of me a day.
Yeah. and they can't even do them. Like they can't even eat a hamburger correctly. So.
Okay.
So I see you and I'm just like, oh, great. She does reality TV.
Yeah. But you didn't even read my captions. Instagram captions.
Well, I didn't know that. I was just scrolling through photos. That's what Kristen let me see. And then.
This is my favorite part of this. This is my favorite part of this blossoming relationship. This beautiful blossoming flower of a relationship. Is that you said no. You
said
looked
no.
at my Instagram and said,
nope.
Hail no.
I said, hail no.
And I looked at your Instagram and said, hail yeah. So there's that. So how did I win you over then? What happened? I'm just tricking you into talking glowingly about me right now.
Okay. When we went to the first time that we hung out was when we went to when Dodi took us to the Mondrian for some fashion show.
That wasn't the first time we hung out.
That was. Or no, we hung out at the fight, the McGregor fight at Dodi's house.
Right.
But then that was the first time that I met you.
Yes.
The next 3 days later, we went to the fashion show from one of her favorite.
Alexa Chung's thing. Yeah.
Right. And then we ended up closing down Mondrian. Talking.
Yeah, and you lied to me and told me you had sex with your cousin.
I know. It was freaking. I like to just startle shit.
Well,
you know.
You did, but what does it say about me that I stuck around?
A lot.
Like, really, that it scares me. It terrifies me.
We both lived in the South, so maybe that's as a thing for it.
That's a good point.
You know.
I could go with that.
Yep. And, yeah.
So my winning, sparkling personality won you over.
It did.
It
did. You were total reversal. I don't think I've laughed as hard ever with anybody. And just even have a great conversation with someone on a first time hanging out was fantastic. So.
That's really sweet. Oh, we're disgusting right now.
I know.
But again, like I said, at least we're self-aware. Like we're aware that we're gross.
Oh, even at my friend's party when I was like, I just realized after we were having a smooch in front of other people, I paused. I'm like, God, if I saw us right now, I would just vomit.
No, I'd shoot me down dead.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We are cheese.
Yeah. What is it? Just call me Brie.
Call me Brie because I'm cheesy. Dad joke.
All right, so I'm gonna jump all over the place right now.
All right,
because I want to throw you off on things. I feel like the best way to get to know someone. Why did you just push refund down?
I did not.
You just pushed your own dog down off the bench.
I'm on your
talking to the mic.
I'm on your broke ass bench that you tried to make a while ago. I did not push her off. She fell off because it's slippery. Come on, dog. There you go.
Oh refund. My. Okay.
All right.
The best. May I just, no, I'm not even, I was just about to tell a story about you leaving refund, and I'm like,
I'll go ahead, it's embarrassing.
No, because I just don't want her to hear it.
Yeah.
And I feel like she's listening right now. No, I'm going to jump around because I feel like that's the best way to catch people off guard. So I'm going to throw in a few would you rathers throughout this conversation.
Ooh.
All right?
All right.
So let's start with. This is a good one. This is the hardest one. Do you want me to start with the hardest one?
Might as well. Shit.
Yeah. I'm going to start with the hardest one I've ever been asked. Okay?
Okay. Oh, you've been asked this? Or you're,
I ask this to people, but okay. Meaning I had to hear of it from somewhere.
All right.
Would you rather?
Oh, I hate these.
Go down on your mom or your dad to completion. completion.
What the F is your problem?
It's the hardest one. It's the hardest one to answer.
What the F is your problem?
You know what? At least I gave you the hardest one right away.
Oh, my God. Which dad?
Well, I guess you could choose one. Whatever one you wanted to choose.
I think I would try to figure out who had the smallest penis.
So you would choose your dad?
Over my mother? Yes. God, that sounds all...
No. Listen. Okay,
I love my mom, so I don't like thinking about that. I don't even want to think about that.
No, so yeah, but do you want to think about? So basically, you're saying
you want to
go down on your dad.
I mean, you gave me a whatever. this is just this. Well, which dad? Number one or seven?
This is why we bonded.
Yeah,
we have lots of parents.
It's great for Christmas.
So this is the thing. When I was asked this question, I chose the same thing, my mom. Like, I chose the sex that I'm not attracted to.
Yeah.
And so, like, I felt like that. It's like this mental. So I feel, I've debated this with a lot of people. Like, is there a right answer or a wrong answer? Like, you know, Katie and Maloney and I talk about this a lot because we asked somebody this once and this person said, this is Sean Kilby. We can shout out to him. He's a radio host, works with Taylor Strecker. He was like, obviously, my mom. And first of all, obviously is not the wrong answer is the word obviously. Like that is where the whole, I'm sorry, what? No, it's not an obvious answer. It shouldn't be easy. It shouldn't be easy. And it's kind of weird to choose the one that
why do I have to be the active one? Couldn't I be like a reciprocal?
No, because this is a would you rather question.
I know. God, I feel like I just need to take a shower right now and scrub my body in a really hot water.
But so your brain went to your dad because, I mean, this is what I think. I think that if I really had to do this gun to head, it's this or death. I might choose death. But if it was the death of a loved one, so a death of somebody that I care about a lot, that I don't want to watch them die. So then I have to do it. So think about saving my life. You have to do it to save my life. It's like,
right.
You choose the one, the person, the parent that you can be like, let's just hunker down and do this. You know
like
what I mean?
I
and like be
parent.
Team.
Yeah. 100%.
It's like an Olympics like team.
But
like,
also
you know.
The parent that you could not make eye contact for a while. So I would try to find the parent that I could just not have to see for a while. Do you know what I mean? Because I see my mom a lot because I love my mom. So making that awkward eye contact,
that's not, no, that's
I would rather. Why?
You can't do that.
Why?
You can't do that.
Why not?
It changes the rules.
But I'm just saying, I'd rather the person, the awkward eye contact, I could not see one of the dads.
Okay, so which dad do you want to go down on? I'm kidding. I'm not going to ask you that. All right. Maybe later. So speaking of parents, your mom is a relationship and sex therapist.
Yeah, the thec therapist. She's a thec therapist. She's really sweet. She's scientifically, she's licensed therapist.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. So.
She started out doing, she was a lawyer. She met my dad, didn't work for a while, kind of like just being a mom, and then got her therapy degree in like drug rehabilitation, and then got into relationship and sex therapy.
Does she give you sex advice?
She taught me where the clit
it?
Was when I was in, at a certain age.
What age?
I think it was after she took me to the crying game when I was like 12. It's a movie at the end of the movie where the woman through the movie is actually a man.
I'm sorry. You just said movie so many times that I lost.
Yeah. It's one of those movies that scarred me that I'm sitting there watching this movie and I think it was NC-17 and I was, I don't know, 13. I have no idea. But it's one of those movies where it's like, oh, that I didn't understand it until later. I was like, my mother took me to the crying game.
I need to see the crying game.
Yeah, it's a movie. Well, I just gave it up, but the
okay. Well, so that sucks.
Yeah, but
well,
if anyone knows the crying game, my mother took me to that, and then I would love horror movies, and we watched this one movie. I remember this. She loves to tell this story called Sleepwalkers, Stephen King's Sleepwalkers, from I think it was like early 90s, and the mother and the son. That's a book. They're like these old ancient cat people. So it starts off. He's in a high school, and the mom and son start to like. Dance and this nice, and then they start making out and like having sex.
The mom and son.
And I'm sitting there with my mom, and my mom loves to tell the story. So we're sitting there, and I'm just like,
I would die.
And I don't know what to say. And I remember this because it's one of the most shocking moments. And she loves to tell it to all my girlfriends. And
all your girlfriends?
There, all my girlfriends since I've been 11 or however, whenever that movie came out. So then after they had sex in front of us, we just sit there in this really intense, awkward silence. And then she leans over, hugs me, kisses me on my neck, and she goes, I love you, baby. And I'm like, so she loves to tell the story. Like, it was so uncomfortable. I had to go cross the line just to make us laugh because it was such an awkward moment. And that's what my mom always does in every situation.
I would do that if I had a kid.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because what else do? You just sit in it?
Yeah, no, we sat
no
there.
No way. I would actually get
like
cancer or some sort of like illness from that feeling of I saw Cruel Intentions with my dad and I will never forget that feeling. Like my dad got up to fast forward things. That's awkward. When your dad has to get up and fast forward something.
At least you weren't seeing it with like a stepbrother or something.
That's a good point. Mm. However, I did see did you see that movie, the Haunted House one, that's so about incest? I mean, I know you're a fan of that since you have sex with your cousin on the reg.
Right, yeah.
Fuck. You would remember Jessica Chastain's in it. You would remember it if you saw it.
I don't know.
Well.
I mean, there's so many Haunted House movies.
You got to speak up, bro.
There's so many Haunted House movies, bro.
It's the name of the man. This is gonna kill me. This is legit gonna kill me. Well, no, you'd remember an incest movie. I saw that with my brother. That was like 2 years ago, and that felt weird.
Yeah.
I mean, incest isn't like my fave, but okay. So your mom likes to make things not weird. Weird.
But she makes things weird in a funny way.
Yes. Yeah. So does she give you sex advice now?
She gives me relationship advice, not sex advice.
You don't ask her for sex advice?
I don't advise her. I don't have like a sex problem in the sense of I'm not making my person climax, but I have problems going. I can't decide from my heart, my head, and my dick.
Yeah.
And I don't know what to do and da 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 da. So yes, I talk to her about that because she's been we've gone around, moved around the whole country for years, and we were always by ourselves. So I just have like an open, I'm like this one, like we have a relationship where I feel comfortable talking about my sexual habits or anything with my mom. I know it sounds weird maybe to other people, but the way that I was raised and everything, she raised me very European. She wasn't, She didn't let me watch action movies, but sex and everything else was okay. So I don't have like a porn problem. I don't go to strip clubs very much, but I just get crazy hard-ons for Arnold Schwarzenegger movies.
So and Star Wars.
And Star Wars.
And the Golden Girls.
And the Golden Girls. Yeah. And Murder, She Wrote. but she's, I mean, I get a, you know, she, I have, everyone's always, they were blown away about it when I was younger, but now they're always, you know, they always Skype with her. I have other friends that go and Skype with my mom and talk with her about relationship stuff. But she just gives me a different perspective. She's got a very good spiritual aspect of her counseling, and she's just really smart and just says it as it is, you know. She doesn't put anything in my heads, but she gives me new perspectives. She taught me how to argue well, and like certain techniques how to argue with somebody, which was fantastic. And then I tell other people, and then she's like, you know, you're just giving away gold.
Will you give me this information?
I will, yeah.
Is there anything off the top of your head that you can share?
Well, like if you're fighting with somebody, if you're in a relationship and you're fighting with somebody, most of the times we hear everyone yelling at each other, but we never listen. So she says, start off with 30 minutes. So if you're angry at me at something, you have 30 seconds to, not 30 minutes, 30 seconds. You have 30 seconds to tell me something. And then I have 30 seconds to repeat back what you just said. And then I give you 30 seconds of what I feel. Then you have to repeat 30 seconds of what I just said. And then you have your 30 seconds to tell me your thing. So it makes us actually listen to each other for once. Because most of the time in a fight with relationships, we're just either we're intoxicated and we're yelling and we're listening to the other person yell at us. And all we're doing in our minds is just thinking about the next thing to say to yell mm-hmm. back at them. So it was a good, really good technique that she told me about.
So have you utilized this before?
I've done it once.
One time.
And it's really hard because then they're like, stop psychoanalyzing me. Stop doing your thing. And I was like, oh, okay.
Well, we haven't gotten in an argument yet. So our first argument, I'm going to try and I'm going to cut you off at 30 seconds. I'll be like,
well, you normally do anyways.
Don't speak. Then I'm going to try and remember what you said. And I'm going to be like, sorry, the Xanax has kicked in. I can't remember the last 30 seconds. What? That's
new number. Who this?
That is how that's going to work.
Okay. Great.
I mean, I'm going to do my best.
You sit in your bedroom. I'll sit in the kitchen and we can just text each other.
I'll use Siri. You'll use Siri because you're old.
And you know, can I just to no, all your we, people?
Let's talk about this. Yeah, no, I, you know, I would like to get people to tweet me about this and let me know if you're somebody out there who uses Siri to text people. Okay. Because the only people I know who do this are children under the age of 11 and I don't know, old people over the age of 39.
Wow. That just is like a dick punch.
But
so am I old and young at the same time? Why can't I?
Old.
Okay, so I press one button and then I talk into my phone
and the grammar is all off.
It doesn't matter, but we can understand. You're that person where there's that one meme going around where all the letters are jumbled up and it says like out of 100 people, only 50 people can read this. And those 50 people are smart. You're the person that I would send a bad Siri message to and you couldn't read it. And you're that person. That's why you hate it so much. You sit there and type. I feel like before phones came out, if text messages came out first, and then we could actually hear somebody, would we be like, oh my God, I hear your voice. Dude, whoa. Now we have FaceTime. We can see each other. No one uses it. Everyone's just so detached. They would just rather text to not have like a nice experience. So in the texting part, I don't want to sit there and look and type thing. I can just hold a button or press a button on my car and be like, hey, blah, 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 blah. Send. And it sends.
Uh-huh.
You don't know how to utilize that on your car because you just...
I don't know how to work things.
Right, yeah.
Okay. Listen.
But that's a good question. Let me ask. I would love to...
I want to know. Yeah, I want to know who actually uses it. Because to me, it takes more effort. The times that I've tried to use it, it has been when I'm driving. And I can't be on my phone. And so I've tried to do that. But then I find that I'm spending more time on my phone trying to figure out how to do it and then being like, oh, the grammar sucks. No, wait, hold on. I have to backspace and then redo it, press that little thing again. It annoys the shit out of me that, honestly, I should be in a car accident for trying to use that, not for texting. It's more effort to use that little voice thing.
It's not for me. Because I'm not looking at the everyone. If someone sends me an awful thing, I can still go, oh, that's what they mean. Because you know the subject of what the text is about.
I've judged some of your texts before. I'm going to be honest. Probably because you spoke into Siri.
Yeah. And maybe because I was really tired. Think about this. You wake up hungover a lot.
Yeah, I'm sure. Every day.
Yeah. You have those
I have my hangover
amazing
patches.
And you know what's the best thing? And when you message me when I'm hungover, I don't sit there and type. I just press a button. I'm like, hey, Stassi, I'm in bed and I just need water, comma, come over, exclamation point, dot, 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 dot. Message me in 2 hours, period. Send. Done. And it's done.
I think it's almost like a sport where you like the more you do it, the better you get. It's kind of like a practicing thing, you know.
Well, you should practice. I don't know.
You know what's really funny right now is that Bo just wrote me a note, and I already had it on my list of things to talk about, but in a different way.
Oh.
People who need to be weeded out of the world. Listen. The earth is not that, it's not that big, you know, we're going to have to find a way to get rid of some. My number one is people who don't charge their batteries, their phone batteries, their phone cases. Like, you don't deserve to live.
All right, guys, I have 13% of my phone right now.
It's.
And yeah,
it, she's the amount.
Her face, it looks like I just like, puked on her dog. That's her face right now. It looks like I just puked on Luda.
That makes me so uncomfortable.
It's a bloody puke.
It's
gross. That's your face right now. You can't even. Oh, you're not even looking at me. Oh my god.
It makes me so uncomfortable. Like, charge it. Like, what are you doing? Like,
I'm on your podcast. How can I? I have headphones on and a microphone.
Go get a charger because I'm going to talk about something real fast. Then we'll get back into this. Go get a fucking charger.
Don't yell at me.
Y'all know I love reality TV. Ugh, I'm on reality TV, so like it sounds so lame when I say that, but I just love watching reality TV. But I also like watching drama. I like watching people fight. Cat fights, that's what's up. I like watching people not get along, people pull each other's hair, people say bad shit about each other behind their backs. That is why Big Brother is what's freaking up. And this season, it's even better because it's a celebrity edition. Yes, this season, celebrities are in the house. The first ever edition of Celebrity Big Brother is in full swing, and CBS All Access subscribers can stream new episodes live across devices and watch the stars from every angle via the exclusive live feeds as they compete for the grand prize. I mean, that's insane. You can watch like all the time. That is like the most voyeuristic thing ever. Plus, you can tune in multiple times each week for house guest challenges, competitions, and evictions, all hosted by Julie Chen. All right, so I'm going to tell you who it features. So the Celebrity Big Brother cast features Omarosa, Shannon Elizabeth, Mark McGrath, Kesha Knight, Pulliam, Brandy Glanville, that bitch we cry, Meta World Peace, Chuck Liddell, James Maslow, Marissa Jeray Winokur, Ross Matthews, and Ariadna Gutierrez. When you subscribe to CBS All Access, you can stream the Celebrity Big Brother live feeds day and night to get raw behind-the-scenes access to the house drama, the alliances, the betrayals, and intimate conversations between your favorite celebrities. All available on your desktop, mobile, and streaming devices. So sign up now for a 1 week free trial of CBS All Access. All you have to do is visit cbs.com/Stassi, Stassi. Y'all, so you don't even need to have like cable anymore. You just need to have a freaking phone. And then you can go to this website, you can stream it, you can watch people all the time. That's insane. I don't think I could. I could never handle Big Brother. I like to think that I'm tough, but like, I don't know that I could handle it. But I really like watching it. So tune in, motherfuckers. All right. Is your phone being charged now?
Oh, yep. It's charged.
It is?
It's charging.
Okay. So I like to, like I said, I'm talking about people who need to be weeded out. All right. And I said people who are charging your phone, they don't charge their phones.
Yep. Or people that,
that was also a dating
emails.
Okay. Whatever. So we both
60,000.
Right. Another group of people that need to be weeded out are couples who sit next to each other on dates.
Yep.
Well, let's discuss this because
please.
Okay. You posted this on your Facebook a year ago.
Something like that. And I had some good responses.
You had so many good responses that I second guessed my own opinion.
But it still just creeps me out.
All right. So let's think about it. When you go to a restaurant.
And you get, obviously it's a four top.
It's a four top. Yeah. It's a four top. It's not like a two top that just happens to have just like a love seat. It's a four top. And the couple is sitting next to each other instead of across from each other. Like if you were,
it's like being on a bench.
Yeah. If you were sitting there in that restaurant, and I'm asking you right now, you sitting in your car or at your office desk or feeding your children via your breast or something. I don't know. Like I want you to imagine what you would think if you looked over and just saw a couple sitting next to each other when they have the ability to sit across from each other.
Or if that's normal for you.
Or if it, yeah, is that normal? So when you wrote this and I went and looked back on all the responses, see, I think it's weird.
I think it's weird.
But there were some of the responses made me feel like maybe it's not weird.
It's a gray zone. It's just, some of the responses were good because I understand if you're sitting at a table and there's a great view and you want to see it. Like, remember yesterday we were sitting across from each other and there was a TV behind you and there was the Olympics.
Yeah.
There was figure skating.
Yeah.
You came and sat across because we were watching something. But right. I feel like other times, especially we're just looking to our left or right and talking to each other and eating. I mean, unless you're like giving me a hand job under the table, I don't get it. And it's just weird. I don't know. Cause part of me just wants to go, especially in like downtown when they have those booth areas where it's kind of like the bench. Mm-hmm. I'm like, can I sit here with my girlfriend? And it's just, I don't understand why sit next to each other. I want to look at your face. I want to talk. I want to have a conversation with you. And so
right.
The whole look, sitting to side, sitting next to each other. I wish I had the Facebook thing up to read some of the comments because they were actually
good. There are so many good ones. No. Yeah. So, I mean, but it also depends on the type of person you are. Because when I go out to lunch or dinner with anyone at all, like all my friends and stuff, I make them sit across from me so that I, like, say we're, it's yeah. the three of us. Like, say it's me, Katie, and Kristen.
Right.
I make Katie and Kristen sit next to each other across from me because I like to, I want to be able to see both of them. I want to be able to communicate to both of them. Like when one of them sitting next to me, it just like throws me off. But that's just the right. type of person I am. So maybe there are people that like to have that. I actually don't know. No, yeah. You know, the only thing that makes sense is two things.
Tell me.
You guys have been together for a really long time, so it really doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Or you're trying to get some.
Or you've been together for so long, you just don't want to see her face.
Yeah, or that. Is that. So, okay, so there are three. Three, yeah. And then, or if you're just, like, horny.
That, too, but then someone
and
was
you just
saying,
want to, like, touch
too,
each other.
Someone was saying, too, but just even just having, like, that nice connection where you're sitting next to each other and you're holding hands and you're eating and it's a nice way to, like, you know, feed her sushi if you're doing that. So there were some other ones, but it's still, I'm just like, why?
Bo, I'm going to sit, from here on out, I'm only going to sit next to you. I hide my extensions everywhere in your apartment, I am going to... I'm just going to sit next to you.
Oh, just to let everyone know, I mean, the first time that, we kissed and I went to, like, touch her hair, like, you know, when you grab someone's head in the back of their head, kind of to hold the head and then to lean, to have them lean in to give you, like, a really nice Notebook movie type of kiss. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember just leaning in and pulling the back of your head and then, and you're like, yeah, hold my tracks. And I was like, oh my God, she's a keeper.
Okay.
So you do funny things with your tracks. I do funny things with my outfits and random costumes.
Are we divulging in information right now? Because I can beat you with something that you've said to me before that I have now told a lot of people. But now
a
lot more people are going to hear.
What do you mean a lot of people? I don't know.
I'm just going to tell you the story.
Oh, shit.
So this was one of our first, or no, I'm not going to, well, it, one of the the beginning dates. So Bo said, will you come over? I'm going to cook you dinner. So I'm like, and make Legos. That's what we did. That was a really nice date. And so we were sitting side by side, might I add. Granted, yeah, the TV was in front of us.
Making Legos. I bought.
No, what? I'm saying.
I'm sorry. That was an awesome date.
It was an awesome date. Yes. I'm about to give you a compliment.
Oh, okay. Sorry,
This is a good story. You can say that.
I was going to say, well, I can't tell.
You literally just mouthed to me because your face won't move.
Yeah. It's really hard to understand her expressions because her face.
Botox is a preventative.
And it's BEAU-tox. Dad joke.
All right. So he made me dinner, tricked me into eating vegan meat.
Yep.
Whatever that is. I thought it was real meat. And we were sitting right next to each other. And you said, and this was before we were open with each other. It was in the beginning.
We were dating.
It was very fresh. And you said, you know, I was thinking the other day, and I'm just look over. I'm like, about what? Like about you riding me. And then I choked or at least swallowed my fake meat into my asshole. And then he said, you go, and you really are Khaleesi.
Oh, son of a bitch. I know where you're going.
Because you rode a dragon. All right. And let me just tell you why this is funny. Because Bo Clark here,
asshole,
has a giant dragon tattoo on his stomach.
You know what? The things that we do when we're in when we're 16 years old, I think I was in.
Why were you allowed to get a giant tattoo at 16?
Well, because at 15, I got the dean's list, and my mom let me go get a tattoo. And then I went back to the guy, and that was like, that's why I'm getting all my stuff removed.
Just don't get that one removed.
Well, I tried to, and it hurt so much, I passed out.
No, so this is what I want you to do. You know what I want you to do? I want you to turn it into a White Walker dragon.
Yeah, you want me to put a
crystal eye on it?
Blue eyes. Yeah, I get it.
Blue eyes.
It's it's to the point now. I'm so old. I got this dragon tattoo when I was 16, and it goes from one side of my body.
It's giant. It couldn't be bigger. It couldn't be a bigger tattoo.
I feel like when people see it, they're like, "Is that a snake?" I don't know why they're
why are they Australian? Or that was like weird Australian slash Kentucky.
That was just Southern.
I don't even know. No, it kind of sounded a little bit Australian.
Is that a snake? That guy.
It was.
Look at that thing on your stomach.
Oh, your stomach. Oh, your belly. I can't do it.
I can't do it either.
No, yes, you can. You're so good at accents. Back to your tattoo.
Well, you think. Okay, back.
So, giant dragon tattoo.
Yep. I made a. Yeah, the joke was funny.
It was a good one. Because I feel like people think when I say that they mean like your wiener. That like you're a douchebag or something.
It's very small.
But I'm like, no. He has a giant dragon tattooed on his stomach.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Dracarys, bitches.
Trick or
that's what I will say to that. Oh, am I divulging too much?
No. I already.
I feel red right now. I feel a little flush.
I have a picture of myself with my shirt off on my Instagram.
So yeah.
Everyone's gonna see that awful thing that's on my stomach.
That's true. I feel like, you know, I feel like let's circle it back, and I'm just gonna give you a would you rather. Would you rather? This will say a lot about you as a human being. Okay.
Is this about my spirit animal?
No.
A crab.
Your spirit animal is my is my actual yeah. zodiac sign. That's weird. Would you rather have sex with a goat and no one would know about it, or not have sex with a goat, but every single person you come in contact with thinks that you did?
Oh, the second one.
The not have sex with a goat.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my answer too. Fuck. Yeah, well, that was so yeah. boring. You're so moral.
Well, here's the one. I feel like this is a would you rather. I feel like everyone knows this. Would you rather have fingers that always was like you just ate a bag of Cheetos, or would you rather sweat mayonnaise?
Wait. Oh my God, I don't know.
Yo, how does it feel?
Oh my God.
How does it feel? S-U-S, sus.
Oh, sexy, unique Stassi. That he came up with that earlier.
It's not really funny.
It is funny.
Go ahead. Tell me that. What would you
rather? I don't, oh my God.
Always have Cheeto fingers or sweat mayonnaise.
I'm going to go with Cheetos.
Really? I thought you would go sweat mayonnaise because you never, the only time you exercise is when you come to Orange Theory with me.
That's so true. I don't even sweat that much.
Just think about all your out, think about all your
I was
OOTDs.
Just thinking, I like
you're
Cheetos.
You're always going to have like Cheeto stuff on your fingers.
That's a
you
good point.
You
just
eat
point.
A bag of Cheetos and you just touch your clothing?
Yeah. I was just, you're right. No, actually you're right. I changed my mind.
Nope. You can't change your mind.
Oh, you can
100%. So I could totally go back and say I'm totally going to go down on my mom?
Yeah, you can go back and say I rethought about it. Well, I've been thinking about it a little more because I wanted to.
Actually, I haven't. I pushed that comment out of my mind. I can't even believe it came back in my head right now.
Because it's going to haunt you.
My mom is probably going to listen to this at one point. Love you, Mom.
He doesn't want to go down on you. Sorry. Okay, yeah. I don't sweat that much. I do see, this is why I think you have a higher IQ than I do. I didn't think that far into it. I was very basic about the way that I thought about it. Do I like mayonnaise or Cheetos better? I'm like, I think I like Cheetos better.
Yeah. Well, just the other night you were talking about something and I was too much into the answer. Remember, you mentioned something and I was doing...
You were going meta?
Yeah.
You were getting what?
I was getting quantum physics.
Did I already take a sleeping thing. Pill? Can you tell me what it was about?
I can't remember what it was about.
Well, that was a
great
very climactic story.
All right, we'll just delete that out of the
awesome. All right, new one. Would you rather swim through a pool of poop or dead bodies? It's a good one.
Do any of those dead bodies, are they like, how old are the dead bodies?
Old as fuck.
So it's just skeletons?
Couldn't be older.
I'll just...
No.
No. This is what I'm talking about.
They're not skeletons.
No. Old as fuck dead bodies are skeletons.
A month old. They're a month old.
Oh, man.
A month to 4 months old.
Are we in a pool of water?
There's water in there.
Is it the ocean?
It's a pool, like in your backyard.
Like, how many bodies?
A lot of them.
Go fuck yourself. I'm just being a dick. And how much shit is in there?
Like a shit ton.
Is it like diarrhea or just floaters?
All different forms.
And am I underneath? Am I breaststroking? See, you want to put on this question?
Oh, no, yes. I like this.
I'm just trying to figure out. Are any of the dead bodies are they ex-porn stars? Is it hot? Why? Well,
some of them can be ex-porn stars. Listen, I'll let for the sake of this, would you rather, to make it easier on you, at least all the dead bodies, they're like. So your type is a librarian.
I'm just wondering.
It's a bunch of librarians. It's a bunch of hot librarians.
Yeah.
But they're fucking dead.
Right.
They're like really deceased.
They're floating.
Deceased AF.
They're floating. bodies don't float. So technically, I will take.
Well,
that.
No, yes, you know, bodies float. Don't
no. The, some well,
of
sometimes
some depends. Of them are floating. Some of them have
well,
rocks
said,
in their
but
shoes.
You said they've been in there for you said they've been in there for a month, so they would probably definitely be on the bottom of the water. So but, I'm gonna take bodies, and then maybe if like two silicone implant boobs float up, I can hold them. I can at least hold my mouth and head up above the water and swim through them. How do you like that description?
Okay.
With your whatever you do now.
I mean, I would have just chosen dead bodies anyway. Like, easy. That was like that's an easy one
yeah,
for
I don't
me.
Wanna, I don't want to swim through poop.
I just think that I would never recover.
Even my dog that I love so much, even when I pick up her little
it hurts.
Tootsie Rolls, it's
can
like.
Can you not call it that?
But that's what it looks like. No one eats Tootsie Rolls.
You're
nowadays.
Right. Why do they even, do they sell them?
I don't even know. When was the last time you had a Tootsie Roll?
I ever? Didn't like them even when I was a kid. I was like, don't give me that. It's like actually, people who eat peppermints. Yeah. Do you eat peppermints?
No, those white spinny things?
Yeah, no. Who? My grandmother, I was just in New Orleans, and my grandmother took a peppermint like from the restaurant, and I'm like, dude, who are you?
But I do remember in like middle school, the peppermint canes, we would all suck them till they're like the size of a fucking blade.
Oh, to be like an ice pick and murder people.
And we would stab our friends.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. I mean,
you could get a lot. You can get away with a lot of things back in the 90s.
Do you think you could get away with murder?
Me?
I want you to really think about it.
Probably not. I mean, that means I'd have to actually kill somebody, and that probably wouldn't happen. But if I wanted to kill somebody?
Like, I'm saying, if you wanted to kill somebody, do you think you could get away with it?
I mean, I watch a lot of those crime shows, but
so do I.
That stuff's all bullshit. Anyways.
But that's why I know I wouldn't be able to get away with murder.
Yeah.
Because just the littlest thing.
Yep.
But okay, if you were to have to murder someone, okay, mm-hmm. let's just say, so that to clear your conscience, okay, like someone came and chopped me in refund, and your mom and one of your dads.
Just no, you need to stop at refund. Anyone chops up my dog.
Okay. Say, yep, and. You,
I would murder someone.
Okay. How would you murder them? Because you would have to try and get away with it.
I think I would find them.
You have to try and get away with it.
And they're probably an actor. I mean, because we live in Los Angeles. Everyone's done some kind of acting. I've done an acting thing. You've done an acting thing. We've all done mm-hmm. act. Everyone has
yeah.
done
Anyone
something
Anyone who lives
stupid.
In LA has done an acting thing.
Exactly. That's just given. So I think I would befriend that person as a casting director and slowly bring him in stuff and then taking him out on coffee dates and then finding some type of like arsenic, strychnine, something like rat poison, and then slowly dose him and make it a nice slow death where and then you know, keep bringing him in for auditions and then say, oh, let me kick you back. Oh, here's a nice cup of coffee while you do you want to see the other actors, what they did? Here's a nice cup of coffee while you watch these actors. Do you want to see your audition? Oh, here, come on back. Let me give you a little test and then dose him with like poison or something and then keep doing it.
Oh, hold up.
Yeah. That just
That just
came.
Literally just came to you.
Yeah.
Literally just came to your brain.
Yeah. And all I would think about is my dog. Refund.
That's like a really good way of murdering someone.
Yeah.
I actually am. I'm really impressed.
I don't, but I'm sure they can go, well, when did he have coffee last? But who has coffee when you're at a casting studio?
I mean,
nobody,
you,
because the minute an actor comes in, I'm like, get the hell out. You sucked. No, I'm kidding. But I feel like if someone hacked away refund.
You don't know. It's not about, no, it's not about justify. This is
like
morals and feelings aside, like if you had to murder someone.
Right, but you had to give me motivation. Because
I had to get you into that, yes.
Right, yes.
I needed to give you a reason, because otherwise you wouldn't have been able to get to that place.
Yeah. Look at this look at this dog. No one can see my dog right now, but my dog is just like Luda and Zoe. They're freaking precious things that love us more dearly than most humans love us.
No shit.
So... yeah, so if someone hacked away my dog, that's what I would do. I would make that person suffer. But then my church side goes, forgive and forget. But then my body goes, no, this guy's a dick, and I'm gonna.
I think I'm pretty good at forgiveness, but like that's kind of like, no. When we're talking about like murdering our dogs.
Oh, wait.
Yeah. I don't need to forgive.
Someone else. Yeah.
I don't think there's like even a reason to forgive.
Animal cruelty, that stuff. I have no tolerance for any of that crap.
You don't listen to podcasts.
I do.
Yeah, spiritual. But you don't listen. Oh, there was this one. See, because you talk about forgiveness a lot, or like wanting to learn to be more of a forgiving human being. And there's this podcast, Mother F.
Shit.
It was freaking, was it like Dear John or some shit like that? And someone murdered, so it would be like you murdered me. No, a husband murdered his wife.
And the sister and the family are becoming
close. Are fine with him. What? Have you heard about this?
That's next level forgiveness. It's happened. We've seen shows about that.
Really don't see that many. Maybe I turn them off because it makes me feel really uncomfortable.
It depends on I guess the crime, the people. There's a lot of people that have amazing faith and God and forgiveness and to be honest, man, if someone kills someone that you love. Like, because now I'm totally...
All bets are off.
Well, here's the thing with having... Here's my... What I say, and then all of a sudden when I have a moment and what my heart thinks is that, yes, someone stabs my dog. Mm-hmm. There's something wrong with that person, right? So the fact that someone can have... If I don't forgive that person, then for the rest of my life, all I'm going to do is harbor hate. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So those people that they can harbor hate and their whole life is just going to be about all there is going to be a negativity and everything in their life and sadness. But the minute you forgive someone, whether you is that person's in your life or not, if you forgive them, it's like taking a breath of fresh air. You relieve this weight, so you can live the rest of your life in a positive way, in the sense of saying, I don't need, I don't know anything with I know about murder and things with family, but forgiving someone is one of the biggest and most courageous things that people can do, I feel like. And it also makes the person who's the forgiver.
Powerful.
Very, but is also free, because if you hold that hatred for someone for so long in your life.
Yeah, but what about, how about a little bit of justice? How about punish that person and then forgive?
That person's going to be in jail for the rest of his life or her life, right? So that person's already in jail. That person murdered your whoever, or unless they shot themselves. But that person is in jail for the rest of their life. He's not on death row. So you can hate this person, or you can walk up to this person and scream at him and cry and throw your feelings at him. And, you know, everyone's broken. There's so many bad decisions why things happen. You know, there's no answer to anything. But the thing is I feel like if people harbor so much hate towards someone, yes, but you need to have some type of forgiveness.
Do you like that you're trying that you're the one to speak saying this?
Oh, and
I like
it. 100%. I'm the guy. But the thing is, it's so much easier looking outside of the box, just like with anything and anything in life. People that looks, which is why it's so much easier to talk to strangers. You know, anything outside of the box, someone looking inside of our silly little lives that we have. It's so much easier than when we're in it, because in it we're like, oh, it's the craziest thing, blah 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 blah. But with any kind of aspect, you know, I just feel like they're, you know, looking out. I don't know. I just had a brain fart.
No, I like where
I got
like
too deep, and then I'm like, oh, where am I going?
I like where your head's at. At least we're opening up this discussion.
Yeah.
About forgiveness and having faith.
Ask some of your people who listen to your podcast, what do they think about forgiveness? And and things that people who do awful things and who haven't forgiven anybody, and they do you harbor
I tell you, I agree with that. I've told you this before. I've tried to explain. I'm like, what's the point of like being mad about something? It's just gonna like be harder on yourself. Like, oh, so yeah. Selfishly.
Well, I'm different in the sense of I'm you're right.
I'm different.
I'm different.
I'm different.
I'm different. Yeah, I'm different. I'm in the sense of I'm totally the guy who doesn't forgive.
That's what I mean.
I know. That's what we're going back to. So you're right. So I have a forgiveness on certain things, and I get the gist of it. Look, I believe in very bigger things than us, and there's things that I know that we should do and that I don't do, and that, you know, but knowing that we should do. Does that make sense?
Say do one more time.
Should I say movie one more time? What did I say a bunch of times?
I can't remember what
but what I'm trying to say is that I'm the worst of the worst of things that I say and I should. I'm a hypocrite.
You're not the worst of the worst. Are you kidding me?
Well, I'm saying I'm a hypocrite.
I'm on Vanderpump Rules. Are you joking?
Oh, yeah. And I have not seen the show, people. So just saying so.
So now you're just like opening up the floodgates for people to just message you really shitty things about me.
Oh, how are they going to message me? No one can message me.
There are ways.
Anyways, but what I'm trying to say is that people that have such hatred towards someone, I have anger and not forgiveness for people that do drunken things towards me. I don't have anything that's totally crazy, you know, that's someone chopped my dog up or someone, you know, shot a family member or did something.
All right. Well, most of us don't have murder and chopping things up.
You said chopping up my dog.
I was just trying to get you to a place that I obviously got you to, which it was effective. I'm glad.
Can we just go back to like gummy bears?
Swimming through dead bodies? Or going down on your dad to completion?
How do you guys listen to this girl?
Okay. Listen, I will finish up with this.
Can we play like Under the Sea or a musical? Just to
Under the Sea. Down there is wetter.
Down where it's wetter. Dead bodies for me.
Dead
No poop all night long. Don't swim it through with a thong.
That was pretty good.
I hope this wasn't a depressing conversation.
It wasn't at all.
All right.
I like when my podcast is all over the place and has
deepness.
Yeah.
I like to
laughter.
Get deep.
I want people to think. I want people to question things, and then I want people to laugh again. But so I'm going to bring it back to laughter then. Might not be like LOLZs, but it won't be that laughing.
Lowercase LOLs looks like a guy drowning in the ocean and he's screaming for help.
Once you see it, you'll never unsee it.
Yeah, lowercase LOL. Help, I'm drowning. Yeah. I'm in the water.
It is what it looks like.
It's a head with his arms up.
100%.
I just want everyone to know that. I feel like...
Is that why you only do LOL in capital letters?
Yes, because
I just thought it meant that I was really funny. I feel like the lowercase and then like the capital letters thing was like, oh, like he thinks it's even funnier than I even thought.
What if I do a capital L and then everything else is lowercase? That's kind of like, not really.
No, yeah, it's like such like a, it's like, I thought this movie was going to be good and it was like the first like 30 minutes was, and then like the rest of it just like kind of sucked. And
well, the rest of it, then it'll be capital L, capital O, and then lowercase L.
Well, it depends on like how far you went in the movie.
Yeah.
So I wanted to just finish up with a little thing called deal breakers in terms of dating and relationships. So.
Oh, shit.
No, this is, again, a compliment to you. It's probably your dragon tattoo on your stomach. Just supersedes any deal breaker that I had. Just a human being, I think everyone has a list of deal breakers. Okay? I mean, right? Obviously, we don't want, like, rapists, child molesters, murderers. Maybe in my case, I would be okay with a murderer. I'm not sure. It depends on who this person's murdering.
I think you should date a coroner. Should I get into... One of my mom's really close friends is a coroner. Anyways, go ahead.
Continue.
No, go ahead. You continue. I apologize.
I'm getting turned on.
But he has a mortuary in Florida, and
not moving. Listen,
I'm not moving either.
Traveling's out of the question.
Maybe we can do a vacation, like a hands-on. Maybe. Oh, I was going to take you to culinary class. What if I call them and we fly to Florida and we do like an embalming
or something? Class.
Ooh.
You think you could handle that?
Yeah.
I would like to try.
I would at least watch you.
I would like to. I really would like to try.
Do they do that? Embalming classes? I feel like that's like the new thing.
I would offer myself up as like a study person for people to.
I think the minute people, if you were dead, the minute like some grad student would see you, she would just probably like bash your face in because you said something like. Smart.
You saying I have more haters than lovers?
I don't know. I know you definitely have lovers.
God damn it. All right. So embalming classes, romantic AF. My deal breakers. I want to just list my deal breakers.
All right, go ahead. Let's do it.
Overalls. That was
a deal breaker.
That was a deal breaker. People who speak into Siri. That was a deal breaker. Uh-huh. People who dub smash.
Oh, and okay. You know what? Let's go to, wait, pause.
That's me banging.
Pause. No. She's banging these stupid rings that she tried to juggle.
People.
Wait. Why not? Go. Whoa. Pause. These were all her.
Dub smash.
I haven't dub smashed in a bit.
But
I have some Instagram dub smashes from like a year or two ago, and they were fucking funny.
Okay. Yours happened to be funny.
Yeah. I didn't just do dumb stuff.
But you do dub smash.
I did. I would like to do it again now, especially that I know that it pisses you off. So now, do you know what I'm going to do for the next few
weeks?
You're
just going to dub smash the shit out of your Instagram.
All about it.
Okay.
Yep. There you go. Enjoy that.
Another deal breaker is a gym selfie, which you don't do, but you do something that's the equivalent to a gym selfie. And that is posting your Orange Theory reports on your Instagram story. It's like, let me tell you how hard I worked out today, bros.
All right. So first of all, bro, you know what I'm going to do right now for next week? I'm going to take a picture of my big belly and I'm going to say, hey, for a stagecoach, this is my first. And then this is going to be my last because it's going to be like a motivational picture. So I'm going to do just fucking selfies. Please. And then when I go to Crunch Gym or like Crunch. Equinox Gym, because I don't have the money for it, but I'll just ask your friend like, yo, let me go to Equinox with you, bro. And just selfie it. And I'm going to take a picture of me like doing like a rep of like, I don't know what they call it, but like on the barbells or something. And I'm going to hashtag you for everything. So go ahead.
So just nothing but dub smashing.
Oh, I'm gonna no. Actually, what if I dub?
Dub smash.
Oh my god, I'm gonna
selfie.
All right, guys. See, this is the reason why I lie this girl is because she makes me want to be an idiot. So now I'm so excited to just go to the gym and dub smash. Me working out something.
I shouldn't have revealed this information. It's honestly, it's on me. It's my fault.
Yeah, it's your fault. But just like the Valentine's, I've never really been a good Valentine's person at all. I've always been bad.
I feel like you're a liar.
No, 100%. I've always been a bad boyfriend on Valentine's Day or something that's always happened. I've never had, and it's usually my fault. I'm being honest. But this was the first Valentine's Day that I was like, oh my God, I want to do something to make this girl happy, you. And I didn't know what to do. And I just know that you love blood and guts. And so it was like this last thing where I forgot you had your key and I came in and surprised you and did all this stupid stuff.
No, I'm going to get emotional. It was the best Valentine's Day I've
ever
had.
Oh my God, are you going to really cry? Oh my God, you are watering. She's watering, people.
My ice cold Elsa heart is it, just fucking.
Is that from the shot that you're smelling right now? Or no? There's no shot.
No, for real. For this real. Was the best I've never had. I really can't remember a Valentine's Day where like it didn't end up in a fight or was like not. I've never had anyone do anything nice for me really on Valentine's Day.
Well, I mean, we met in August. So what are we going to fight about? People that meet, I mean,
I feel like every relationship I've ever been in, I've fought right off the bat, like right away.
Ooh, gross.
I know. Yeah. Shit. So does that mean that we're going to start like, well, hold on. I need to give you props for your murder of Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
I came home from New York tired as shit. And he's at my apartment and my apartment is decorated bloody Valentine's Day.
I made you my heart.
Fake bloody heart out of a red pepper. With gummy worms,
Jello, Twizzlers,
and my hair extensions.
And your the one that I found that scared the shit out of me when you lifted up on top of my cabinet when I pulled out my hat and. Fell on my face like a albino spider attacking me. It's the scariest thing in the world. No one can understand.
You're just gonna find more. You never know when a hair extension's gonna pop out.
That one is still in my refrigerator forever.
Yeah, I mean you can't take that shit. Well, it's probably just like frozen into it.
God, we're disgusting. Look at us. We're.
Can
we not be cute? Right now?
No, I won't do that. All right. Okay, fine.
Everyone's like, oh god,
I know.
Happy.
We're so annoying. Gross. I know. I'm so much better at my job too when I'm miserable. Like, so this you're not. This isn't good for me.
And people don't like you. So now the fact that you're happy, everyone's like, fuck her.
All right. Well. Yeah. Yeah, I was just going to tell you, I was going to be sweet and say that those were my deal breakers. And
that's it? Do you have any more?
Not really.
I mean, okay.
It was basically all of those really those things that I just surface level shit, you know, that you do that now are no longer deal breakers.
And
so I guess I'm here to say deal breakers don't mean shit.
And don't judge a book by its cover.
Yeah.
On your side as well. Hypocrite.
I was open-minded. You looked at my Instagram and said no.
Yeah, and you looked at my overalls and said no.
I just said don't wear them.
And I wore them. Wore them. I can't wait for Monster Jam.
Monster Jam's going to be fun. All right, folks. Khaleesi's, thank you so much. Bo.
Bye.
Thanks for just opening yourself up. You little motherfucker.
Yuck.
Bye, guys.